Be careful, also slippery out there. So a lot of cautionary notes here to start the best 5 minutes of the day on WWIB and WIB.com. Jason Kantz, good morning.
Good morning.
I have had a busy morning already dropping my wife off at the airport.
Oh, sure. That's right.
And
hopefully they'll be able to fly out with the fog.
Yeah, hopefully. And then had the unfortunate experience of, I don't know, we have like some Christmas lights that were hung up sooner decoratively in the kitchen and they were still up. And one of them I'd seen was dangling, but when I opened a cupboard door this morning to try to, in the intention of trying to make some toast to go with my fried eggs, a small teapot came crashing down and hit the counter and hit the floor and smashed. So that was a rough way to start the day, but.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thankfully, nobody got hurt, starting with the dogs and secondarily myself. So anyhow.
Right. It woke you up, though.
Oh, yeah. And that was thank you to my wife for helping clean up the mess as well. And so we're moving on. But yeah, that was
excellent.
Rough way to start the day. How's your day off to a start?
It's off to a good start, I think, although the hearing about the fog is a little bit discouraging. I have to drive to Rice Lake today, so normally I expect snow on Tuesdays, but I guess the fog is a replacement for that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got a birthday today birthdays that I just can't wait to share. Judd Hirsch from Taxi is 87 today, and that's one of those...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's one of the feel-old birthdays of the day. But it calls to mind, was there ever a better cast for a sitcom than Taxi? Judd Hirsch, Danny DeVito, Jeff Conway, Tony Danza, Mary Lou Henner, Andy Kaufman. I mean, the list just kind of goes on and on.
That was a pretty remarkable cast. I think... as a kid, when that show was on, I really underappreciated that show. I mean, I loved Danny DeVito, but I think Andy Kaufman was a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably didn't see that fully at that time in my life. So
yeah, right. Oh, he left us at age 36, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not only that, mm-hmm. I said all those, Christopher Lloyd, too.
Yeah, right.
No, that's
yeah,
the best.
And he's still around, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Noted probably best for Back to the Future, but did so many things.
Right.
But, yeah, because you kind of think of like Christopher, I'm trying to think, Andy Kaufman played a character named Latka.
Yep.
And Christopher Lloyd, I think, played a guy named Jim. And they were both.
Yeah, Jim was fantastic.
It makes me want to go back and watch old episodes. So. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of competes with MASH. I mean, that was a good one around that era, too. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember my freshman year in college, actually, they had the wrap-up episode, and it was, at that time, one of the most watched shows in TV history. So.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, we'll keep Taxi music behind us here, and why don't you get to today's scripture?
Sure. So we are in Colossians 2, verses 20 to 22 today. And it says, "You have died with Christ, and he has set you free from the spiritual powers of this world. So why do you keep on following the rules of the world, such as don't handle, don't taste, don't touch? Such rules are mere human teachings about things that deteriorate as we use them."
All right, so that's the three verses. Jason Kahn's Letters to the Beloved maybe goes a little longer on those three, but he says, "When you were baptized, your worldly ways of living were put to death, too. When you were raised out of the water, it signified your glorious new life in my Son, infused with my Holy Spirit. Yet even in your new freedom and purity, you still return to following the old rules others have set for you. Stay away from movies because they promote a liberal agenda. Never drink alcohol. Tattoos are evil." Unquote. Sometimes these rules start from helpful places, but they soon get off track, becoming about the law itself rather than a way of growing in love, which is my desire for you. I'll comment first today. I guess it calls to mind, there's the old covenant and the new covenant, and thank God we are under the new covenant. It's not a license to sin, but there is a difference, right? I mean, it's the we have the Spirit of God within us, and that's a noteworthy change.
You know, I think so often we can get into this mindset that if I just follow the rules closely enough, I will grow in righteousness. And unfortunately, what ends up happening is that although they might be good tools, it ends up getting us off track, you know. And I really think it's about, as I say right at the end there, it's about growing in love. And what does it look like to love well, you know, to become good listeners, to become people who seek the good of others. And I find that challenging at times, not to fall back into those old patterns that I've had.
I think it calls to mind for me a song from Jason Gray, More Like Falling in Love. And that is how we'll transition out, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, there we go. Cultivating that love relationship with the Lord on a 25-degree dense fog Tuesday.
Give me rules. I will break them. Show me.
We're getting some people chiming in, but let's listen to Greg Stewart. He's here this morning.
Good
morning, Greg.
Good morning.
You get here pretty early, but maybe just a tad earlier this morning.
Yeah, yeah. The roads, if you're out and about, the roads are a little icy. And, of course, fog is a fog, I think, warning or whatever right now for the area. And it's kind of pea soup out there.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
You know, take extra time. Don't push it. Traffic is a little slow and people are cautious.
Look out for the ham chunks. Exactly.
Yeah.
So 26 degrees, and we're hearing from folks in the listener line at 396-1670.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark. Kent Dorney here. I am calling to pledge to Greg $10 per made shot. $10 per made shot. Thanks.
All right. We got to have a little pressure, Greg.
Well, my wife pledged for me. Hit or miss.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kent. I appreciate it very much. You know, he's a basketball player, played at Holcomb High School, so he knows, you know, what it means to play competitive buckets. And
yeah.
So I'll do my best, Kent. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that great support, Kent. Appreciate that. And let's see, also hearing from Nelson. Oh, boy, stepping it up.
What's that?
Nelson, $30 for each basket made this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I better warm up some more here.
We're getting
thank
close.
You, Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson, thank you so much. First time we heard from Nelson and Ladysmith.
Pressure
and
is on.
Also, let's see, Vicky, and not quiet in Eau Claire. Vicky pledges a lot of times, and she's pledging $1 per made shot. But if you make the second one, she loves the second one,
okay.
Then it's $2 per made shot.
Oh, man.
And,
doing the math here.
Wishes safe travel for Peggy off to Liberia today. All right, tell you what, Greg, one more tune. We'll take a few more pledges, and then it'll be time.
Okay.
L.A. Holcomb on WWIB here on the WIB Wake Up Show, and taking a number of calls, a number of pledges for our friend Greg Stewart, our program director, music director, you name it, sports director. And all right, he's about ready to hoop it up here this morning, from flat pledges to more. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right, first one is up, and oh, he got it. One for one. A great start. You love to hit with that. All right.
Come on, Vicky. Come on.
There it is. Oh, yeah. Number two got it. It goes. It's $2 per made basket, Vicky, and big celebrating. The third one is good. It's going the two hands on one hand on each side of the ball, and it's working. Oh, that one a little short. Little short. Three out of four. Here he goes, looking to finish up 80%. Got it. He bounced back. He bounced back and came through. There you go. Yeah, you did get it.
The pressure was on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Vicky, Kent, everybody.
Nelson. Yeah.
Sue.
Four
out of
five.
Thank you, everybody.
Greg, good job.
I think this is the best year ever I've had. I mean, I've gone like one for five before and two for five. And
one hand on each side of the ball, that kind of worked for you.
Yeah, yeah. I might try that, you know, new technique. I'm going to try that in future years. But thanks to everybody who pledged. I appreciate it.
I think it's kind of FCA day here, and so you've Worked with that ministry.
Oh, great ministry.
Yeah.
Andy, and all the crew at FCA, Mark Hull, who does a lot of stuff overseas now. Just tremendous ministry.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, and sports, such an avenue for ministry, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, time for the first of at least two big announcements here this hour on the WIB Wake Up Show. I've got the drum roll ready to go.
So. Yes, and so this is for the grand prize winner of our Cabin Fever contest. So, again, thank you to everyone who called into our listener line at 396-1670, gave us your best Cabin Fever scream. We randomly drew from everyone who did that, and our grand prize winner wins the Cabin Fever contest grand prize package featuring a brand new recliner from Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls, $500 in jewelry from Williams Diamond Center in Eau Claire, an ultimate Easter basket from Sweet Driver Cafe and Chocolates, a beautiful hanging basket for Mother's Day from Raintree Garden Center, and a two-night stay and play for a family of five from Metropolis Resort in Action City. All of that thanks to our presenting sponsor, Avenue Orchard. Come get a taste. They're open 2 to 6 Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays in the off-season, and open all throughout the spring and summer as well. Thank you, Avenue Orchard, for making this possible this year.
Caleb, all of those stand alone. All of them would be great prizes, but lump them all together.
We're going to give them all. We're going to cure your cabin fever, we sure hope. And this is our grand prize winner. Let's take a listen to their scream.
All right, you want their scream? All right, the scream for here we go.
Hello, this is Melissa, and I have my grandson, Will, and we have a cabin fever scream. Ready to go? Ah! Do it!
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
One last time for you this year. That was a lot of fun. Congratulations to our grand prize winner. It is Melissa Emmerich from Eau Claire. Melissa and grandson as well. You win the cabin fever contest. Thank you to everybody who entered. And you know what? If you won one of our qualifying prizes, don't forget to get on down there and get that from Avenue Orchard and thank them for putting on the cabin fever contest this year. Our grand prize winner, Melissa Emmerich from Eau Claire. Congrats, Melissa.
Boy, congratulations. You're going to love that. We got a special in-studio guest.
Good morning, Heather from OneFest. Great to have you in here early. Glad you made it safely.
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. It's good to be here.
Well, so, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, lots going on with OneFest. Record attendance last year. And again, I mean, even before OneFest ends last year, you guys are announcing Matthew West as the headliner. Mm-hmm. It never, ever stops the amount of work that you put in to bring this to the Chippewa Valley every year.
It's so much fun. I love doing it. And I'm so glad God sent me to put one of us together. I mean, I didn't expect that 5 years ago. So we've had an amazing run so far.
And you've been adding more and more announcements. We had a member of your team here to announce earlier, Mac Powell.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome.
That's going to be fantastic.
And third day and more of that Saturday, Tasha Layton we've heard about.
Yes.
A lot of Sidewalk Prophets earlier, right? So it's quite the growing lineup for 2022. You got to be really excited about it.
I'm looking forward to all of them. They're great. I mean, Sidewalk Prophets, we have so many hits from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's going to be great to see them. And for them to be right before this announcement today, I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I mean, and again, when you look at one-fest.com to get your tickets and to check out the lineup, when you see this lineup, it's don't buy your ticket for just one day. You're going to want the full event, baby. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is phenomenal. And again, it just seems like you top it each year, where last year it's like, wow, we had Ren Collective Friday night, Danny Gokey, Micah Tyler was there. I mean, so many, Hannah Kerr. And then it's how can they get better? But I think you've topped it. I think you've topped it this year.
I was very excited to tell you, Caleb. I knew you would be excited about this.
Oh, yes. I mean, and this is the thing. So I did find out a little earlier, and Heather, you probably remember my reaction. It was double fist pumps to the air and shouting yes when I found this out. Yes, yes, yes. I can't. I've been waiting and waiting, and I've kept silent, but now we get to announce it.
It was hard, wasn't it?
It was really, really difficult.
I know my team kept saying, when can we tell somebody?
Well, this morning is when you can tell somebody. So letting out a big secret here on this March 15th on the WIB Wake Up Show. And so we're going to have a little drum roll. And then, Heather, you make the big announcement. Who is that Friday night, July 29th headliner for OneFest at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls? Are we ready?
We're ready.
Let's count it down. 3, 2, 1.
Crowder!
Good God Almighty!
Crowder!
I hope you'll find me. Crowder is coming Friday night. Heather, this is awesome. I've been waiting so long for him to come here to the Chippewa Valley.
Awesome. Yes, he's got so many great hits, and I'm looking forward to seeing him as well.
How did you land him? How did you book him as this Friday night headliner?
Oh my gosh, it's all God. I mean, we can't take any credit. We just put the offer out there and hope that he would take it, and he did.
That's fantastic.
I mean, this is the thing. Crowder, and I've never been able to see him live as Crowder before, but when you watch his videos, this guy is just made for a summer night outdoor concert. I mean, just everything he does, what they call it, like electronic folk music. It is just, you've got rock, you've got pop, you've got folk and country in there. It is just, it is going to be incredible, incredible, incredible.
Well, I'm going to say, I got to see him Saturday night. So I got to see him with Toby Mac at the Target Center. And yes, I mean, it's everything you dreamed of. I mean, he puts on quite a show. He started with Milk and Honey and, I mean, really rocked the house and yet is funny, is humorous, is authentic. He's like, we're singing about stuff that's true. And so it's a great get for OneFest for sure.
Yes. Definitely.
Heather, congratulations. We can't wait to join you again. And also just letting people know that there are opportunities to be involved with OneFest. Maybe there's businesses out there, too. I mean, you mentioned this off the air. There's opportunities for businesses to be part of this. Record attendance last year and Lord willing, again, with this announcement, too, hopefully expecting another record year this year. So people can contact you if they have a business and would like to get involved and help support this incredible nonprofit ministry.
That's right. We'd love to work with anybody and partner with them and get them some exposure and also hopefully bless the ministry.
Well, we're so glad to partner with you as well.
And now when folks get their tickets, either through WIB.com or going to one-fest.com, you're going to want to put in WIB22 to get the discount on your tickets.
Yeah, 5% off. You guys have been generous enough to provide that for our WIB family. WWIB2222 for 2022. You can get 5% off your ticket order. And yeah, get those tickets now. And meet and greets are available for all sorts of artists.
That's right. Meet and greets are on the same ticket page. So go there and you can get one-stop shop.
Well, it's a rite of passage. I mean, it just is every spring, sometime here during our March Hope and Hoops, we see Andrew Draper from FCA. And it's just kind of, I've been saying it off air. I'm like, Andrew's coming back? Wow, that year went fast. Welcome back, Andrew.
Sure did. It seems like we have gotten into this pattern. It might be a little bit of Groundhog's Day. I'm not sure, but yeah, we're back. It's quick. Years keep flying by. Must be getting old.
What's going on with FCA?
Oh, we're back to normal for summer stuff.
Good.
And the huddles are flying at schools. I just was at Memorial this morning. It's always really encouraging to just be with those athletes. Camps coming up. We'll be back at Fall Creek for the junior camp for the younger kids and using local high school athletes as huddle leaders. And then our sports camp and leadership camp later in the summer as well at Northwestern in St. Paul.
Andrew, for those who aren't familiar with FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, what are the things you do, your point, your purpose, your passion, and what are some of the maybe changes that you've seen locally here in lives transformed, not through sports, but through the gospel being interwoven into their athletics?
Yeah, well, our vision is to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. Mm. And you know, if you went to school, that athletes kind of stand out sometimes. And that can be a bad thing sometimes. It can be a really good thing.
Yeah.
The coaches have such an influence on young people. And myself as well, getting to be a coach is such a blessing. And getting to be around coaches and just do life. So I know from my experience as an athlete back in the day how important sports were to me, and mixing that passion of worshiping God by playing my sport, because I could never play a guitar or sing or anything like that, but I could play my sport and learn how to do that for the glory of God. That was a wonderful thing.
Huh. And what about like the to have other athletes from other sports coming together at the huddles and sometimes at your leadership camp? That's impactful as well, right?
Yeah. Our leadership camp is a blast because you're not going there just for one sport. That kind of takes away the stress that a lot of athletes feel from that sport and being ready for that season, for that team. But they just get to be athletes, get to be together, compete, and do goofy sports, things like that. But they're also learning how to lead their peers and be good followers of Jesus, good followers of coaches. and also kind of band together with other kids that speak the same language in their spiritual lives, but also in their sport lives.
And I think that's something that has to be so encouraging to you. I want to give a shout out here to my cousin April and her daughter Lizzie, who I know has been an integral part of FCA too, and I think would say her life was really transformed through the gospel ministry of FCA to be bold in her faith and to take a leadership role.
Yeah, Lizzie, that's pretty awesome. I've known her since she was a little girl, family friends, and Steve has been in, come and help. He's just a servant at our yes. junior camp. Zoe, the little sister, jumps in and goes hard in those camps as well. So it is really cool how there are plenty of families around here that throughout the years, I've been on staff for 11 and a half years, and there are so many families that have just been able to embrace it for the experience of the summer camps and then get into the middle schools and be a part of the huddles and then into the high school and beyond.
Hmm. We're going to take we got time for one tune here before the weather bottom of the hour. You're shooting at 8:45. Thank you for coming in. Andrew Draper from FCA raising money for WIB Incorporated. So give kind of a shout out to your homies out there, if you would.
Well, yeah. So Dante, EJ, Tommy, and Cassie, I know they're probably listening. I just got the little meow from my phone. They must have texted me. And but there's probably others out there that recognize and know that this is our yearly deal. I know Johnny P., we'll be up later today, so I'm hoping to make more than him.
Yes, all right. Indeed. The football guy versus the basketball guy.
All right. Well, Greg Stewart, 4 for 5 earlier today.
That's what I heard.
WWIB 12 coming up on 11 before 9 o'clock and 28 degrees. Well, before I fire up with the music here for Andrew, maybe just one last visit here, Andrew, before you step to the line here this morning, WWIB. So, Caleb, we got a good number of pledgers for him.
Yes, we do, and we'd love to have more at 715-396-1670. We have Mona from Sheldon, Cody from Eau Claire, Marsha from Menominee, Kathy from Chippewa. Cal comes in as well with a pledge that includes a bonus if a sixth shot is made. Mm-hmm. And then we have Andrew's kids, Dante and EJ and Tommy, have all pledged as well for Andrew Draper from FCA. And we do have Action City prizes available as well to go to one of our pledgers this morning, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Or if you can get there quick enough, wwib.com/hope. There's a little pledge form to fill out there if that's easier for you.
All right. Final thoughts before you step up?
I have never made all of them.
Okay.
But so that's the goal.
This is your year.
It is possible. I'm going to try.
It is. We'll see. A mental thing. You got just a lot of mental toughness, right? So anyhow, here we go. We're firing up the music. Can he keep the concentration for all five?
He's running to the line, representing the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial with the hoodie today.
Caleb on the call.
First one off the backboard and in. He's going underhand with the right hand. He's
great
one
start.
For one. Andrew Draper from FCA. Second shot on the way, the backboard and good. The plastic, it's not the glass, it's the plastic.
Yes.
Is open. Third shot.
Oh, yeah.
Banks it in again.
He's loving the backboard.
He is locked in. Two more and then the extra shot as well. Fourth one is in. Going for 5 for 5 with the money ball, the orange money ball.
Hey, here we go.
The Tommy ball, he's calling it. For son Tommy, off the backboard.
Oh, yeah.
In 5 for 5 for Andrew Draper.
For
and now take the sixth shot as well to double it all, to double it all.
The cow ball.
All right. Money ball one more time.
Is it a keeper?
He's locked in, eyeing the hoop. Off the backboard. Oh, it out.
It was heartbreak. Off the backboard, and it just hung there.
Let's not focus on 5 out of 6. Yeah. 5 out of 5, I think, is what we want to say here, too. And when Johnny P. comes in this afternoon for FCA, that's perfection time to match.
Was an extra credit. So
that's true.
You still get 100 on the test.
Here's the deal, Johnny. The bonus ball, the money ball, the orange ball, is pumped up a little bit more than the red balls. So that's harder to make. The flat ones are real easy to get.
You showed us how to use the backboard, though.
Yeah. Again, that consistency, that's what we see sometimes with the athletes who come in here, is that ability, muscle memory to do something the same way over and over. So
fantastic. I'm feeling good.
All right. Very good. If people want to, again, great deal with the summer and the scholarship program. I know you got some of the local camps, but as they think more broadly, how do they learn more information about getting involved and taking advantage of some of working with you guys and getting their kids to camp?
WisconsinFCA.org is the place to go. The big sports camp, 7th through 12th grade, at Northwestern is, that was honestly the highlight of my life. Like, I mean, my kids are pretty great too, but like my professional life, my journey personally with faith and following Jesus, it hooked me as a kid. It was huge in formation as a college athlete. And then ever since then, I just love serving at that camp and making it happen. So that's at the end of June. Go to the website, look at the videos and see the information. And we locally, we use scholarship money to get more kids there. So everyone from Northwest Wisconsin can get $100 off the cost. That's real money that we generate from aluminum cans around here.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Andrew. Appreciate it. And we'll hear you on the air, I think, talking more about that camp in coming days. So thanks so
much. Thanks for having me.
Great job. 5 out of 5.
Fantastic.
We got a birthday to announce this morning.
Yes, we do. Our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Avenue Orchard. It's his birthday today. And so from all of us here at WWIB and Team Appleseed, happy, happy birthday, Ronnie.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy, happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Ronnie. We gave you a shout-out earlier this morning. Certainly, we do our birthdays right around 6:20, but giving you a special shout-out here, we really appreciate you and the great work you do at Avenue Orchard.